Wait, start again.
He's just seeing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hello and welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. I just gave a fist pump to Bruce.
Ouch.
And apparently snagged him with my ring.
That's a massive ring.
No, it's not a massive ring. Okay, it's a good size ring, but whatever. Anyway, hi everyone. Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. It is a great day. We have Bruce with us.
Hey, hey.
We have Beck with us. Pamela is not with us today.
Oh, and we miss P.
We have Lady P.
Lady P.
Lady P, yeah.
Is not in the house, and she is missed.
Right, and who's going to herd the cats? And then
I don't know. It's going to be wrangling time for sure.
It's going to be tricky. And then I am Stacy, and I like to say I speak for the people, so hello, everyone. And we have a guest, Megan McCabe. We're going to chat with her about consignment and thrifting in a little bit.
And this is a subject I know nothing about, by the way.
I know. You and my mother.
Don't get me going. This is my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Nothing about this. So
I like to joke.
How did I come up with this idea to do this?
Because the people have spoken.
Because the people have spoken and people want to know.
Exactly.
Right.
Anyway.
Indeed.
Before we get to her, though. So it's
what's going on in the news?
What's in the news, Beck?
Well, you know, we're kind of keeping it a little bit simpler today. What's in the news today is just that it's Martin Luther King Day. And, you know, this is sort of just a reminder that, you know, he really sort of believed in sort of, you know, service and, you know, guaranteed access to education and access to affordable housing. And, you know, it's just sort of taken a minute to reflect a little bit today.
Yeah, absolutely. On MLK Day, let's reflect for a minute.
I think so. Well, and I think what's interesting is when we talked about this topic, it would be really easy for us to delve into Black-owned businesses and supporting different maybe designers or labels or whatever. However, Bruce brought up the point that A, it's about service, and B, it's about equality.
Mm-hmm.
That,
absolutely.
You know, MLK Day is representing that anyone that is oppressed and does not have an equal seat at the table,
mm-hmm.
that is what he represents.
Absolutely.
So to talk about Black-owned businesses, yes, of course, and anyone.
Right. Absolutely. It's
well, not... and a direct quote from him is that no one should be forced to live in poverty while others live in luxury. So, you know, maybe not having the day of as much consumerism.
Absolutely. Even though what really drives me crazy is, hey, we're having a big furniture sale on MLK Day in honor of Martin Luther King. And I'm like, he's probably going, what does furniture have to do with my birthday, man? So, I mean, for me, it's a day of service. I mean, I try to find something to do that in some way to serve. And this year, because of just the pandemic, I can't go to a food bank or place like that. But I'm going to give blood. So. I have popular blood, so.
Of course he does. You yeah. know, of course he does.
Anyway. It'll be a special bio that says
Bruce's
that blood.
I thought. Yeah, right. But I also learned something really interesting that I thought sort of helps put it in perspective is that Martin Luther King and Anne Frank were born in the same year. Martin Luther King Jr., I should say. They were born in the same year.
Huh.
You know, it's really interesting. You sort of think like, oh, one was such a long time ago and one wasn't. But really, it's all recent.
Yeah,
it's
and he would have been 93. Ago.
Yeah,
on the
they both
15th,
would. Isn't that
93
crazy?
93 years old.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's that whole multiverse thing
yeah,
that people talk about. Like, yeah. It feels like different people at different times. It feels like they represent blocks of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right back. It's like, you know, well, wait, doesn't Anne Frank represent this? And,
right.
you know, like World War II. And mm-hmm. then Martin Luther King Jr., it's like that represents the civil rights. Like,
right.
But you're right.
Yeah.
But they cross over. So
interesting.
Yeah, really interesting.
I read an article this morning. Of course, I'm
you
going
read?
On a tangent. Yes, I did read. That's rude. That they may have identified the person that that told on the Frank family.
I saw that.
I yeah. saw that last night.
Right?
Yeah, on 60 Minutes.
Fascinating. And how, well, go look for the article, people,
okay.
and it's very interesting.
Yeah. It mm-hmm. is.
Anyway.
And just to point out that third voice coming in from the ether is.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Who do we have in the house today?
Well, we've got Megan McCabe of Gather Consignment. And
which, again, I know nothing about.
Oh, it is probably my favorite consignment store in Seattle.
I know, and I know. That's why we decided.
Yes, and if you've listened to the show, you know we've talked about it before.
Yes, we talk about you when you're not here.
We do.
Megan.
They love your store.
Thank you very much. Beck arranged a field trip for the team, minus Bruce. And so Pamela and I went with Beck. She led the way. And then my daughter Grace has too many clothes. And so it was time to offload some memories and things that she couldn't wear anymore. And, you know, the memories are safe, but the clothes don't need to be.
Absolutely.
And so brought them into Megan. And she's done really well. I was there this past week, and Grace turned around and proceeded to buy a red leather coat.
Yeah, I know.
I saw her, by the way.
Yeah, but you know what? It's really funny. I was looking at that picture. I'm like, when kids wear vintage clothes, they just look cool. When people our age wear vintage clothes, we just look old.
Speak for yourself, friend. I think I look just as cool.
I'm not sure. So. I can't do it.
It's because I put you in a bucket hat.
And we will be posting that bucket hat. It's ridiculous. You'll see it.
I think that it's like when young people try on things, there's something about them trying on different style sensibilities, and they can go through kind of the ages and not make it look costumey, still somehow make it look modern. We've survived all of those times.
Yeah.
So then I think we end up looking costumey unless we can incorporate the pieces like Beck does, like I'm learning to do, into our wardrobe.
Yeah.
That I haven't been able to do yet.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about that.
Yes, we are.
All right. Why don't we take our break, a quick break now?
And then we can just have all the rest of the
and
time.
And then we can have the rest of the time.
Learn
yes.
so much more about consignment and
who shops, who does
who shops,
it, what sells.
Yep. What is the craziest things people have brought into you? All that stuff.
Okay. Hey,
that's weird. I want to know what she's found in a pocket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So, I'm like, ugh. All right. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. We will be right back with our guest, Megan McCabe of Gather Consignment.
Do you feel challenged by the thought of getting ready every day? Want to make a great first impression, but don't feel your wardrobe represents who you really are? Does the thought of trying to find great clothing that fits your body and lifestyle have you overwhelmed? Michael Bruce Image Consulting is a premier image consulting company that can help you get your style back on track. Contact them at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or call them at 425-214-4155 and start that conversation today.
Hello. Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. We took a very quick break, and we are very excited to be talking about consignment and thrifting today.
Oh, yes. We're so excited.
Bruce is of the same mindset that my mom has always been. My mom's mindset that I grew up with was, why pay half when you can pay double?
Well, not really. But...
And I have survived and fairly unscathed, and a whole world has opened up to me with thrifting. I think that generationally, all four of my kids who are 19 to 25, they all love thrifting and consignment and that. So definitely generationally with the whole sustainability, I don't want to say trend, but awareness.
Right.
More and more people are doing it.
Yeah. And I'm sure for you, Megan, you've seen that. And like, I'm sure when your store first started, there was only a few. Now there's consignment stores everywhere. It seems like they continue to open up.
Yes. So about 34 years ago, I started LaFrock on Capitol Hill, and it was a consignment store of contemporary clothing, and no one knew what consignment was. We had to go out. We'd go to flea markets and try to fill the store with things. And then I started flyering the ladies down at Nordstrom's, bring your clothes in on the way home. It was on Pine. And so then it just started rolling, and they actually just closed during the pandemic. They went to all vintage, but it was a great store. It was a very good store.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you find that different consignment stores, different thrift stores, and I'm going to leave like Value Village and Goodwill out of this equation
for
a moment. So independent ones run that they have an identity of sorts, like, oh, this is where you go for fill in the blank.
Right.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's like business attire or younger clothing. Like, I love labels for younger and business attire. Mm-hmm. Fury seems to have a little bit more conservative notch. A store in Medina or Madrona, they have super high end. So everyone has their own little niche. I'm kind of a little bit of everything.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So your niche is kind of everything. You have a little bit of, you know, vintage. You have a little bit of,
it's eclectic. We have high, low here.
Yeah.
Different Maybe price I should points. Visit.
Well, you should visit.
You should. And we used to have two men's consignment stores across the street, and they were both amazing, and they closed down because
men want to pay me more.
They just don't shop, I guess. I should have a little men's section here, but it was hard to find men's things because by the time they crawl out of the house on their own,
They're in bad shape. We go to people's closets all the time, and I will have to say some of the men's stuff is like, dude, you're still wearing that? That's deep in the corner. Dug out, we just throw it in our bag.
That's true. I hate to paint with like a wide brush on like men versus women, but at the same time, it's true. Yeah. We do. And
men
I think
wear their clothing.
Yeah.
Out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And longer so that when they're ready to move it along, it is somewhat dated looking. I think that's the key. One of the reasons that I like Gather so much is that I think Megan curates a great group of clothing in her store. It's not just taking things that people are getting rid of, but it's thinking about sort of like, I feel like when I go there, I find a certain style of clothing because mm-hmm. it's her eye that sees it. And I've been to Fury. I've been to some others around. And I do think that does impact what they've got. So I do think when men are ready to move things along, it tends to be a little bit further out of fashion and maybe not something that's current enough to be, used to.
Women call often and ask if I take men's things, and everyone has suits. They want to bring suits in, but no one seems to be.
Yeah, those suits are dated and they're not in great shape.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So I have a question. So speaking of your good eye and the things that you curate, so what is the process that you go through when somebody decides, you know, they've heard about Gather, they think mm-hmm. they might have some things that you can sell. What is the process?
Well, I don't discriminate against, you know, like I don't just want designers. I want to look at everything because you never know. There may be a diamond in the rough.
There you go.
And so I don't say, I just take these.
Or a diamond in the pocket.
Yes. Oh, that would be nice. I have a great light back in my room, you know, there where I look through things, and I treat it as it's my closet. Like if I was a size 6 or if I was a size 8 or 10 or 12, you know, whatever size, I just, would I want to wear this or mm-hmm. would I want to, you know, go out in this? I kind of have like, I see the person going, you know, to a concert on the pier, like I visualize where they are and it gets me excited. So that's how I look at things. I just think of it as my closet, you know, and quality, like you could feel quality. Mm-hmm. I always tell my gals, just close your eyes, feel this lady's clothes. She just is all quality.
Right.
You know, so that's how, you know. Of course, I look for pills and stains. I mean, it has to be in great shape.
Right. So question for you, influx of Real,
And Poshmark.
Poshmark and some of these other kind of online ones. And has that hurt your business? Has it helped your business?
No.
Has it just brought more awareness to it? But talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's brought more awareness to secondhand mm-hmm. and that you could get amazing things. But I think it's helped my business. I get a lot of things in here that people bought on the Real but don't send back. Because, you know, they miss their deadline. Like I get a lot of things from people shopping online that they don't, you know, send back in time. So I'm benefiting from it. And plus it's just made more people aware that you can go into a consignment store and pay half the price and support a community of women. Mm-hmm. It's a great, you know, it's a great, I love it. I love any business. Like, I'd even be welcoming to another business like mine in the neighborhood. I think more the better, more retail.
Bouncing I like back. It.
And I would also say, speaking of the neighborhood, it's sort of fun to take a little field trip. Gathers in Columbia City, and it, you know, it is a little, for me, I live on the east side, and it's a little bit of a jaunt, but you know, it's also, there's a great bakery next door. Geraldine's is there to have lunch. There's coffee places.
Oh,
there's,
I've like, been to Geraldine's. I actually probably know where Gather is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And there's a gallery literally across the street. And actually, Beck and I have a friend, Juliette Dunkelberger, who shows her work there. You know, there's
Eileen Fisher Renew.
Yeah, which is cool. Right. I mean, the fact that there's only two of those in the whole country, Yonkers and Columbia City, like it's, you know, it's gently used Eileen Fisher clothing. So I think that's pretty cool too, right across the street. So you can make it a twofer.
Mm-hmm. And we have children's consignment in the neighborhood and a used consignment store for furniture.
I didn't know that.
We're like,
I know. I know. Bruce, you should open a men's consignment store in Columbia City.
Bruce has a lot of hats he's wearing.
I'm thinking of the guy on Parks and Rec who is a short statured guy and was like, started his suits and stuff for like young men for like prom and like bar mitzvahs and everything. And I'm like, that's kind of brilliant. But anyway, of course I digress. Where's Lady P when we need her? So Megan... So when people bring in and you go through and you pick and curate what makes sense and then you keep those things, are you paying them right then? Or what? How does that work? Like, do you keep it for the season, for, you know?
Yeah, we keep it for 60 days usually, unless I make kind of a special arrangement with someone. Mm-hmm. But we keep it for 60 days. And when it sells, they get 50% of that sale.
Oh, wow.
Or 50%. Or they could use it in store credit and then they could, you know, just buy something in the store.
Like
you do, Stacey.
Then after 60 days, it gets donated to, you know, unless I keep it around. Sometimes I keep things around. Like, you know, Stacey's things are amazing and I tend to keep those around. In fact, I throw, like, she brought a bunch of stuff in and I threw a bunch of things upstairs to open spring with because... was like, I'm gonna hoard this because it's so amazing.
But you don't just donate. If someone wants to come pick up their things, they can come pick them up too.
People call me. I give them the dates when their consignment period is over and they call me and I pull it and they have a week to come pick it up. So before the pandemic, I used to hoard everything in a warehouse that I didn't sell in Georgetown. And we had, it was called Ladies Night. And it was like probably 300 bags of clothing that I would sort.
Wow.
And it was hundreds of women would come. It was wine and hors d'oeuvres and they would pay $50 for a bag and they'd fill their bag. And it was so fun. And we made all the profits went to a South End women's charity.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So that cool. was very fun, but everyone keeps asking me when I'm going to do that.
I was going to say, are you going to do it again?
Yeah. When it's safe to gather again, I will do it again.
I love that. And I love that the name of your business is, it's a noun, but it's also an adjective and a verb.
Yeah,
I guess it's a verb.
Yeah, it's a verb.
Verb. Yeah. I know my parts of speech.
I agree.
It's, you know, that's
I agree
amazing.
With all of it.
How did you choose the name?
Okay. So before I moved into this space was a gallery. It was my friend Jen Jones Gallery and she named it Gather. Because it was mainly she had a lot of glass in here. And so for when you're doing glass and you're blowing it, when you put the hot stick in the color and you spin it around, it's called a gather.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I took over the space, I said, I want to buy the name. And she's, you know, I said, what are you gonna do with the sign? You know, put it in your dining room. People could gather their things and bring them in, you know, and I could use it for whatever, you know? And so I kept the name.
So you upcycled even your name.
You
I love that
I love
so
it.
Much. That's so cool. Wow, you're like really living your brand. Okay, so seasonally, you talked about how you'll hold on to some things if it makes sense. So how far in advance do people bring in clothes for a certain season?
Okay, so you know, I think everyone wants instant gratification. So I only take in things what people are wearing tomorrow. So when you're starting to wear spring, bring in spring. Okay. When you're, you know, when you're feeling cold, bring in winter. You know, that's what it just keeps it simple.
Oh, that's,
you know, and I don't, because things go right out on the floor and people don't want to buy, you know, spring clothes right now.
Right. And you don't want to have to necessarily hold on to all those things. So,
no.
So yeah. And then, so basically people have to have it laundered, correct? Before it comes in there, it's got to be all,
yes.
It's got to be ready for sale.
Yes. I don't want them dry cleaned. I just want them washed. And I don't even like, I'm not a big fan of fabric softeners. I think, you know, I just think just wash your clothes in. You know, clean doesn't smell.
Clean doesn't smell. Yeah.
Perfume on things. Just bring it in, you know?
Yep. Well, and I assume that you can steam some items and.
Everything is steamed many times before it hits the floor. Then after someone tries it on, we steam it again, you know, just because of COVID, we're steaming things after people try things on.
Makes sense.
How about accessories? Yeah. You guys carry accessories there?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. My gosh. Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding? The bags? I just bought one.
You bought another bag?
What do you mean another bag?
Did you need another bag?
Yes. This was a little one that I can, it's a little crossbody and it would just hold like lipstick, you'll be proud.
I'm
my
proud.
Phone and like a credit card and license. Done.
Okay. Done.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Cheap.
That's the way to get me. You're like, it's just a little, it's just like, it just takes up a little space.
All right.
Not a lot of space.
But it's not just bags, right?
No, I take in all your statement jewelry, your necklaces that you bring. No, yeah, bags, shoes, scarves, earrings, you know, everything. I'm happy to look at everything. Everything that a woman could wear. I want to see it. Belts.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that some brands sell faster than others?
Yeah, and anything from Anthropologie blows out of the store.
Interesting.
Vince blows out of the store. People love Vince. DVF. Wrap dresses go quickly right now. Let's see. Ann Taylor, because people know their size.
Yeah,
Ann Taylor,
right.
Or Banana Republic. They just know. Yeah, those are the things. Shoes, you know.
Do you merchandise your store by product category, vignette, color, trend? How do you do it?
I just decorate, like I'll throw a scarf up on the wall and then I'll put bags all around it that look good with it, or shoes. Yeah.
But the way the store is sorted, I find easy to shop. It's, you know, there's a rounder and it's all the small tops.
Yeah.
And then sorted by color. Right.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, you can kind of hit your size and hit the colors you're looking for. It's not like, you know, sometimes that's the problem shopping consignment, is like you find something great and it's an extra small. And let's be honest, I haven't been an extra small since I was 8 years old. So, you know, like for me, I can just head to the rounders where I know my sizes are going to be. And for me, that cuts down a huge amount on the frustration.
Yes. People. Yeah. Shopping can be really anxiety, you know? So I kept it really simple and kind of wide open. A lot of, you know, thrift stores are very crowded and I wanted be able to breathe in here.
Yes.
Now, are there certain days that are better than others to shop, or is it all just, it depends on what comes in that day?
Yeah. Every week we used to put it out about almost 1,000 items a week.
Wow.
Yeah. We were open 7 days a week.
You're not open 7 days a week now though.
No, we're open Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
11 to 5. And then, you know, I'm just kind of I used to try to keep up with the bakery because, you know, women would come over, they'd get their, you know, their bread, or they'd go to the butcher next door and then I would be open, you know, I'd be open so they could run in secretly, get a piece of clothing. I'd wrap it like a pound of hamburger and they'd be off on their way.
I love it. And then a month later, they come back for a bigger size.
Right. Because of the bakery and the meat area. Absolutely.
Columbia City Bakery and I are in cahoots.
I love that. Now, speaking of size, is there a specific size that you go up to?
Yes. Well, we go from an extra small to an extra large.
Okay.
Nice.
There's a consignment store called Two Big Blondes, and they do all plus sizes and they do a great job. And that's where all the good stuff goes. So I just decided just to, you know, keep it simple.
That's good, though.
That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
And I imagine that if people come in with some plus size items, then you can recommend them. And so then everybody's working together.
Yes. Yes.
Love that.
The consignment family.
I imagine.
Okay.
It would
so
be.
I got to admit, going back to Stacey's question earlier, what's the most interesting thing you found that someone didn't realize they'd left in a pocket or inside a bag or something?
Well, you know, we get a lot of tissues in pockets. and then sometimes I get money, but and I know whose it is. So then I'll call them and I say, I found $70 in your pocket, you know, and they come right in. But it something sweet. It was a woman's mother passed away and she brought all her clothes in and I found her lipstick. And I know I love, you know, my mom. I remember I have an azalea planted in my yard because it's the color that my mom's, you know, frosted pink lipstick is. And so I called her and she came in and it was just so sweet. She was so thrilled to have the lipstick back. You
That's
know?
Sweet. I have one of my dad's vests and he died quite a while ago. And I still have the purple lifesavers that he avoided. So... I want to give you a chance, Megan, to tell people where they can find you because we're going to wrap up here. So are you online and where are you located?
Okay. So when the pandemic started, we were online for a minute, but I've decided not to do that anymore because things sell so quickly in the store that by the time I take five pictures and do a description, it's over.
Right.
So I am on Rainier Avenue between the bakery and the butcher, and I'm 4863 Rainier Avenue South. In Columbia City.
Okay.
And
do you do any social media? Are you on Instagram or anything?
We are on Instagram. Yeah. Okay. And we need, you know, I had people doing that and then I've lost people, you know, the pandemic. So I'm trying to ramp up again.
What's your Instagram?
It's Gather Consignment.
Gather Consignment.
Awesome. All right. And your website is there so that if people don't remember the address, they can at least find directions.
Or just remember the baker and the butcher.
Yes. Right.
Yes, I'm right there. I am the candlestick maker.
There you go. Uh-huh.
That's hot.
I'm hungry right now.
So unfortunately, we're already over time. So thank you so much for joining us, Megan. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We love your store and we love your clothes and what you do. So thank you for joining us. We'll have to have you back. And have a good MLK Day. Be of service today. And remember, you can find us at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or on social at michaelbruceic.
See you
Thanks,
guys.
Everyone.
Bye. See you next week.
Thank you.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.